Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor, psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to explain a scenario that happened. It's actually been going on for about a week now, and it relates to something that I'm not well versed in, and it's been an issue that alone, I'm not able to actually take care of it myself. And so it's been a big trigger in a way for what I describe as feelings of incompetence, but it actually triggers several symptoms of complex PTSD, and hyperarousal would be one of them, where if you're maybe sort of thrown out of whack, so to speak, or something pops into your world that you're not able to manage, and it's throwing off your routine or your schedule, and it's interfering with your life, basically. This has been something I've been dealing with for like a week now, and it's something that's, to a lot of people, might seem trivial or quite simple, but it can be the little things that really throw us into a roller coaster of emotions. And I talked about this a little bit in recent episodes, but I actually finally figured out the problem, and I solved the problem, and it's all done now, and I'm so thankful. But it was my television. I was having issues with my TV, and I'm not a technical type of person. I'm not good with technology. I'm not good at solving things with software. And actually trying to figure out like what's actually the problem here. I thought the problem was my cable box, and then we thought it was a cord, and then we thought it was this and that. And then the technicians came on Friday, and I thought everything was solved, and so did they. And later in the day, the TV clicked off again. And so I unplugged the cable box again and hooked up my antenna again, which I'd done before. And all of a sudden, even the antenna didn't work. So then I had to make phone call and another phone call, and realize it's probably the TV that's actually the problem. And I was thinking my TV wasn't that old, but whenever they looked up the serial number or whatever it was, it was actually from 2012. So it was a 12-year-old television, and I just didn't realize it was that old, because my other TV is only about a year old. And I thought my newer TV was that TV, but anyway, so I tried different things and tried to solve it myself, and nothing was working. And I told you guys last night, I was so thankful that I had the books from the library just as something to do and something to fill in times when maybe the TV's not on. And it really helped to have that backup. So I want to stress that really helped. But today, I had to think about it a lot, because there were two issues going on. It was either the cable box or the TV, and we didn't know what. And so I took my bedroom TV and tried to hook it up with my living room cable box, and that didn't work. So I kept thinking, well, it seems like the cable box, and it actually wasn't. The problem was I needed to take my bedroom TV along with everything with it. Because I actually forgot that my bedroom TV had a separate little cable box that was hooked up to it that I don't ever use, because I don't normally watch my bedroom TV except for DVDs. So I always just think of that as my DVD television, because I don't usually watch cable on it. But I tried to get my bedroom television to hook up to cable on a separate cable box, and it worked. So then I just had to take everything from my bedroom and move it all into the living room, and not worry about the living room cable box. Just let that stay disconnected. And everything works now. But the point is, when little things like this can interrupt your life, or they're like intrusive, or they're interfering. It was interfering in my life, and it's not something that I could solve quite easily until I really thought about what is the actual problem here. And because I didn't want to try to pair a remote with the other television, because I was worried I would screw everything up. Like, I would screw up the ability for my bedroom TV to work at all if I tried to take that TV in the other room and pair it all up. And that wasn't the answer anyway. The answer was disconnecting the TV that wasn't working right and realizing that that's where the problem was, and leaving the other cable box disconnected from the bedroom TV that had everything already set up. I just had to move it to my living room. But it just took a while, and it was a nuisance, and I had to make, like, I swear I made about 40 different phone calls just to solve this. And I talked about this about 6 months ago when I was updating stuff for tax things at work, and they wanted like a password, and you had to do it online rather than just fill out a piece of paper. And then they wanted this, and then they wanted this, and they wanted this, and you had to give this pass number, password on this certain thing. And then you had to look at your phone and do this and blah, blah, blah. And it took like a half an hour to even figure out what the problem was. And then I had to go home and look at my email because the email wasn't pulling up on my phone. And then finally type in a password, all to update my W-4 form. And it was so annoying, right? And it just took a lot of time, and it wasn't something I could just solve. Like I couldn't just do it. And so when I talk about feelings of incompetence, when things like this happen, it really is a trigger. And it really does, I would say it increases our heart rate. I would say it increases depression. Because I told you guys last night, I even was struggling with some depression, and I wasn't sure where it was coming from. I didn't know if it was because, you know, I went to this sort of family event, which went really well, by the way. I was around different people, and it was a different scenario where my primary abuser was not there. And it was around people who are very normal, which was so refreshing. It was a side of my family I don't normally see. And the other side that I grew up with are more of those rude types that make you feel left out. And it's very triggering because it's that trigger for people's behavior doesn't make sense. So yesterday's event was very nice because it was the opposite of all that. It's what I wish I could have had all the time. And maybe I wouldn't even have some of the problems I have with understanding people. It was such a nice, normal event. There was something almost spiritual about it. It was so refreshing. And it was just nice and normal and peaceful. And it wasn't stressful. It was a nice thing. So I knew that my depression wasn't coming from that. You know, I couldn't quite tell where is this coming from, this sort of sadness that I had last night. And I think it was the television. It was the fact that I couldn't figure out what to do about it. And I didn't have that as a go-to for something to sort of fill in my time. It was actually making me depressed because I'd been dealing with it for about a week. So sometimes these little things can really affect us. And I think that as people with complex PTSD, we are more emotional, meaning we go with our feelings more. That's something I've told you guys, the counselor I've recently been seeing in the last 6 months, that was something she specifically pointed out, is you go with your feelings. So when my feelings are getting the best of me, and it's a negative feeling, or it's a feeling like I can't solve something, which is feelings of incompetence, which is my biggest trigger, I ride with those feelings. It's like a wave, and I'm just sucked down a wave of sadness when something like that happens. So I just wanted to point out, you know, it's so important to know when we're being triggered, and it's so important to know what our triggers are, or else we're just going to feel these ways and we're not going to know where it's coming from. Like, where is it actually coming from? But I knew that my trigger of incompetence is a big one. So I kept thinking, this depression must be coming from this television problem because I can't solve it. And I'm not getting, whenever I'm calling to get help, it's just a voice recording. And it's like, do you want a text message? Do you want this? Do you want this? And I'm like, no, I want to talk to an agent. I want to talk to somebody. And then to get somebody physically here to help me, you know, I had to wait 4 days just for that. You know, it's just a bother. So again, that cure for boredom is a huge thing. So when I saw those books and those magazines, it really helped. But now that it's all solved, you know, it's so important to be patient and not rush with things and not let things get the best of you, of your emotions. Because now it's solved and I just needed to sit down and dissect it and figure out how can I get this TV to work in this room. And it was just a matter of taking everything from the bedroom into the living room, including a separate cable box that I simply forgot that I even had because I hadn't been using it. So I just wanted to share a scenario where there eventually was a solution. It just took time. Because I could have really, like, if I didn't know what my triggers were and I just rode with that depression and got super depressed and started getting angry, because I always hear these stories about people who blow up at these, you know, these cable companies and they take everything in and they're like, I'm done with it. I don't want cable anymore. You guys keep it. I mean, that happens a lot. And to the point where I think they almost need like security guards at these cable companies. But it's an ongoing thing. So I know I'm not alone in it because I recently some colleagues were talking about it and I happened to mention, well, I'm having an issue right now. But you know, it's something that could easily get the best of you, but I didn't let it and everything is solved now. So it's all good. So I just wanted to share that, you know, the importance of knowing what's causing us to maybe struggle with sadness when it's happening. And sometimes it just takes a little while to get a solution. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.